Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Still here, John.
Our producer, Christina Liu. And we're talking with Supervisor Judy Bosworth, and we've covered some of the stuff that's going on online and on North Hempstead TV, which I think is tremendous. I mean, even this show, for people listening, we're on I think 9 o'clock in the morning and 7 o'clock at night. But Judy, what I want to touch on now, and I'm just going all over the place, is taxi service. How has that fared? Is it still going on? I know there was a call for it, but I'd like you to bring us up to date.
Yeah, no, it is still going on. And in fact, it was expanded because of the pandemic. So the senior food shopping transportation program was expanded so that it starts at 7 a.m., goes to 2 p.m. It's available to our residents 7 days a week. And, you know, there was never a fee for this, but now not only isn't there a fee, but there's no cost at all in terms of tipping a driver. The Project Independence is taking care of everything. Medical appointments, there was a small fee. We've eliminated all fees for our transportation. We don't want our seniors having to handle cash unnecessarily, and we don't want anything to serve as an impediment to going to a doctor's appointment, to taking care of the medical things that need to be taken care of. One of the things that I think is a concern is that people are letting regular health issues kind of go by the wayside because they're concerned about going into a doctor's office or about getting there. We still need to be taking care of our health. I mean, I mentioned I got a flu shot. We still need to be doing all those things that we would have been doing otherwise in terms of medical care. So the taxi service has been expanded. It is 7 days a week. There is no fee for that. There's no fee now for the medical appointments. We have actually made sure that we have, done away, waived fees on so many things. So we waived the fees for this. There were no fees for our pools this summer. There were no fees for our beaches this summer. And that was for seniors and for all residents of North Hempstead. You know, my feeling was people are going through tough economic times. We need to be there to help. And we wanted to make sure that everyone had the ability to enjoy the beach, to enjoy pools. Of course, socially distant, we had sessions so that you could go in the morning or you could go in the afternoon for, you know, the pools. We had 50% capacity. We didn't want our residents having to exchange money to have unnecessary interactions with staff, to have unnecessary interactions with residents. And we wanted to make sure that everybody who wanted to enjoy the outdoor recreation that was available could do so and not have to be concerned about whether they had the funds to do that or not. And, you know, I always think, you know, this is, you save for a rainy day. This is our rainy day. And we need to do what we can to make sure that we are providing our residents with every possible service that we can.
I took advantage of the free going to North Hempstead Beach Park, walked the North Hempstead Park Trail, took a breather, went to a bench, sat there, looked at the pretty scenery, and lo and behold, I saw the plaque on there. I was sitting on the Jay Bosworth bench, which I didn't know about. And then I sat there and I looked and I said, that's interesting.
When Jay turned 7, Jay's my husband. So yeah, when Jay turned 70, they go like, what do you get to somebody who, you know, thank God has so much of what they need. And he loves the trail and he loves the park. And so I bought a bench and had it dedicated, you know, in honor of his birthday.
Well, I used it.
I'll tell Jay, I'm like, very happy.
You know, I just want to touch on what Judy was talking about with saving for a rainy day. And, you know, many places still charged throughout Long Island, the city, things weren't opened, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, it's no secret that North Hempstead has a tremendously fiscally conservative steward here in Judy Bosworth. We have a AAA bond rating. And she could have kept that. I mean, we still have it, don't get me wrong. But she didn't have to turn around and give you free parking. But she did it. And I hope the people who watch the show and listen to the show realize it was done basically to protect the resident and to keep life a little bit easier. And then at the same time, to give you a little bit of relaxation if things were, you know, people didn't have jobs. So it'd be nice to take the kids to the beach and say, yeah, but it's $10 or whatever it is, $15. We really should be doing the money with doing something else with that money. You had the option on a nice Saturday afternoon to go for free, walk around with the kids, socially distant. And for that, honestly, you deserve a lot of credit and praise, because you didn't have to, because many other places didn't do it. So you were thinking out for the constituents as a member of your family would.
You know, I always say it, we're a family here in North Hempstead, and we are. And I see it more now than ever before, because people are really looking out for each other, caring about each other. You know, it's interesting because you did mention the AAA bond rating earlier this month. The town was once again awarded a AAA bond.
Oh, congratulations. Rating. I didn't know. Okay.
Yep. So we've maintained a AAA bond rating since 2016. And, you know, what's being said is it's a result of the steady and focused efforts by the financial team to watch each and every tax dollar, to budget conservatively, to manage the debt, and to make decisions. And the decision was made to waive these fees because this was the time that it was needed. And because we manage in such a conservative way, we were able to do that. And of course, there are certain events that are not happening because of COVID. So that kind of makes you able to say, all right, we're not spending it on this. Let's put it towards that. And right. So that's something I'm actually very proud of.
One thing I think that was absolutely spectacular this year was Fun Day Monday, which people look forward to. And my God, you put it together in such a tremendous way. Was it the normal Fun Day Monday? Of course not. But was it a good Fun Day Monday for people to enjoy? Absolutely, which is what you're looking for.
I'd like to throw out some praise to the three of you for that Fun Day Monday. I looked at most of them, not completely, but for the most part, and it was professionally done. It looked like it was a professional TV show. I thought it was great, the way it was organized and how it was handled, and you know, the interviewing and the different little interesting stories that you had on the side. I particularly enjoyed Fun Day Monday when you had all the old cars there.
And yeah, that was my favorite.
You talk to the people who owned the cars. I mean, I walked by those cars. I never gave it a thought. But there's some stories behind those cars, which was good. It was interesting.
And some you could tell and some you couldn't.
You deserve a gold star.
So, you know, thank you for bringing up the Fun Day Monday, because Fun Day Monday, I will tell you, in the dark of winter, the thing that gets me through is I think, okay, we're going to have Fun Day Monday, because it is such a fabulous time for our seniors in North Hempstead. Every Monday, about 1,000 seniors would come to North Hempstead Beach Park and just be part of a wonderful day, spending a day at the beach with fitness classes and entertainment and snacks and, you know, people having groups where they sit and they play Mahjong and cards. And also a wonderful time to just be able to walk around saying hi to everybody, reconnect after the winter. So it was hard not to be able to count on going to Fun Day Monday. And Otto, thanks, you know, for your kind words about it, because a lot of thought and a lot of effort was made into organizing Fun Day Monday. And you're right, there were interviews. I know every elected official was interviewed. There were exercise classes, there were cooking classes, there were tours of the waterfront of the Gold Coast. There was a tour of the Nassau County Museum. They tried, there was an effort made to make it interesting, not just like same old, same old. And I think it was pretty successful. Of course,
It could be a show that anybody could watch. You don't have to wait till Fun Day Monday. You could watch it, on a day when you feel like a little variety. I think it's a good show.
Absolutely. And our favorite Fun Day Monday is always the last one, which is the salute to our veterans. And we still had that. We still had our salute to our veterans. And, you know, we can't ever forget the sacrifice that our veterans have made, and that we have to thank them for the sacrifices that they made, the sacrifices that their families made, and to think of the people who are serving our great country, you know, now during all of the turmoil that we're going through. And so it was, again, another opportunity to be able to highlight that.
And it was highlighted in such a way that you thought this was a normal way of doing things. It really, honestly, it turned out very, I mean, I didn't watch a lot of them. I watched some of it here and there, to be perfectly honest. But what I did watch, even that cooking show, I watched two of the cooking shows.
Oh, did you?
Yep, I really did. And Port Washington, I think he's from, or Manhasset, whatever. He was wonderful. It was so professional that if you were watching a cooking show on TV, as I have, this guy had a lovely kitchen and explained thoroughly. And it was, you know, that, as Otto was saying, you wouldn't have appreciated if he was cooking as you walked down the beach. You would have looked at him for 5 minutes, you would have kept going. Now you could rewind it and say, what did he put in? Half an ounce or an ounce, but you could. So it's, you know, what we've done here, I've taken credit for nothing, is you took the town and turned it into something. And as you know, some people put their head in the sand and said it'll be over, and it's not over yet. You turned around and said, we got to get going. We got to figure out something. This was not going to be a week or a 2 week situation. Mm-hmm. And we're still, you know, Thanksgiving Day has been canceled. Christmas is canceled. Unfortunately, I know that there's no question about it. I had a conversation with my wife the other day. I said, in my mindset, I said, I'm not bringing anything down from the attic. Because I'm not even sure we're having the kids over. So what do we do? I have no idea, but we're into the spring already. So everything that Judy, you are putting into place is going to be in place for at least several months to come. And a real legitimate vaccine, I'm not a doctor, is still months away. There's nothing coming next month. Unless it's some, I have no idea what it could be, some hocus pocus thing. But in reality, it's not going to be here till next year.
But John, you have to, it will not be Christmas for anybody unless the Ryans decorate their house in some way.
Don't bring everything down. Exactly. That's what I said. Christmas is not canceled. I refuse to believe any holiday is canceled in my world. It's just a little different. So it's like a new kind of thing, but it brings you joy. Listen, I laughed with my husband. I said, I need the decorations because it makes me happy to look around and see it. So regardless of anyone else is enjoying it, I'll take a picture and send it around to everyone. There you go.
You are going to do a Zoom Christmas.
That's right.
Oh, Zoom Christmas.
Okay. We want to see those decorations. Sorry.
There we go.
You're not off the hook.
That's what I was saying. Judy's busier now than ever before. Because you're right, you can do a Zoom Christmas. It means you have to do all the work to Zoom it.
That's right.
But now it's like, oh, I'm exhausted and all you're doing is Zooming. But for the people who are enjoying the Zoom, it's wonderful. But right now, we do have to take another break. You're listening here to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back with Judy Bosberg, Supervisor in the town of North Hempstead.